Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kristen, you're making weird faces at me. What's going on? Kristen's over here like doing sign language. I'm like, I only learned Spanish in high school.
Same.
Yeah, I was doing so bad.
I know. I was so bad. Whatnot.
No, I meant to tell you right before we came back on the air that I had something I would love to add to Entertainment Buzz if you have time.
Well, why don't you just hijack it since we're already here?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, let's talk about this Ed Sheeran show real quick, and then we'll get to you, Kristen. So 17 people went to the hospital at an Ed Sheeran show in Pittsburgh.
That's a lot.
I know. So obviously in this country, your immediate thought, you're probably thinking, oh my God, gun violence. Did something happen there? Thank God it wasn't that, although this isn't necessarily good news. So a press release from Pittsburgh's Public Safety Department, it says the Pittsburgh Bureau of EMS personnel working during the Ed Sheeran concert received 37 calls for service. Damn. With 17 transport to the hospitals. So there were two cardiac arrests that actually weren't from concert attendees. There was a paramedic that was leaving the show, and then there was somebody else taking down the stage that had a heart attack.
Do you say a paramedic had the heart attack?
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
No, it's awful. Mm-hmm. I think everybody else was complications with heat stroke. It was 87 degrees in Pittsburgh. And cardiac arrest can actually occur as a complication of heat stroke, according to the American Academy of Cardiology.
Plus, you're drinking all them beers and drinking all that alcohol, dehydrating you when you're in the heat also. So I can see how it can happen.
Yeah. As somebody who lives in the South, though, 87 doesn't sound like that high. I couldn't help. I mean, like, you know, hopefully everybody's okay, but I was like, hey, I was expecting you to say something like in the upper 90s.
I know it's bad that was my knee-jerk reaction. I was like, 87 degrees. I'm like, I'm a Florida native over here. That's nothing. Wouldn't survive in the South. But as far as everything else that I've read, it seems like everybody's okay, and it's not anything life-threatening. Hey, a Taylor Swift fan might have the next million-dollar piece of merch on their hands. So Rachel Hunter is a British Swiftie, and she made this unboxing video. She got the big Speak Now Taylor's Version vinyl. She's all excited. She wants to show people on the internet. So she puts the vinyl on the record player, and what she hears is not Taylor Swift's amazing hit song, Mine, as it should have been. It was actually an error. So the vinyl started playing a song called Happyland, an electronic song by the group Ultramarine. And then when you flip it over, still not Taylor Swift. It was a song called Soulvine by Cabaret Voltaire. I know Swifties are probably thinking, this must be some kind of Easter egg for 1989. Were these songs from the 80s? But yeah, if I'm her, I'm bummed.
They pressed the wrong thing and they boxed it wrong.
Oops.
It's creepy though, but I wouldn't be bummed at all. That is a super rare Taylor Swift album now because it's fully branded. Everything else on it, it's the purple album, the amethyst color, all her. It is Speak Now with the wrong stuff on it, and collectors will pay a lot. Mm-hmm. Like some collect that could be worth $10,000.
You know, Taylor Swift and her team are probably going to show up at the door with the actual, like, another vinyl for her.
To apologize.
Here's the real one.
We're so sorry you got the wrong one. But yeah, that's why I'm going to be hoarding that cardigan for years, because I know in 10 years that thing is going to be worth something. Oh. I'm going to enjoy it now, but I will be enjoying it much more in 10 years.
So the funny thing is Taylor Swift sent out, like, her PR team sent out the press boxes with the album, the cardigan. Abby and I got one, like Burt Show got one, and somebody online has decided to sell their cardigan but it's under a fake or an anonymous name. And there are Swifty sleuths trying to figure out which one of Taylor's quote unquote pals, because she says thanks for being a pal in the card, is betraying her and selling the cardigan. They are matching sizes. They are looking at locations.
Oh, God.
And my photo has come up in the thread as somebody who has received a cardigan. And could I be a suspect?
Come on.
Selling it.
I'm in that photo with you. So are we both on this thread?
No, it's a TikTok. They screenshotted because I did sort of the reveal on TikTok as well, showing the cardigan. So they're compiling everyone who has received this Fletcher, who is an artist, Jonathan Van Ness from Queer Eye, like all these celeb names. And then there's like my like makeupless face is like, hello. But no, I have not sold it and I will not sell it.
Yeah, I will gladly betray Taylor Swift in about 10 years for that money. For more stories, head to thebirdshow.com. Click eBuzz.
The Bird Show.